This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. Doug and Jennifer, Victoria and Kara. Let's start this hour out this Tuesday with a bang, shall we? Ba-ba-boom. Not a bomb, but a bang. Let's offer to the, was it yesterday, 16th caller? We want to do 14. We'll pick a number. Ladies, Jennifer, Jennifer's not here. How about Victoria? Pick a number from 1 to 10.
10.
10. All right. And how about you, Kara? Pick a number from 1 to 10.
7.
7. Okay. So I'm going to do numerologically. That's an 8. So we'll take the 8th caller at 888-302-3684 right now. 888-302-DOUG to win a $50 Amazon gift card for the purchase of anything you want. Courtesy of the folks at Speed Queen and their Lovin' My Laundry gift card giveaway. Here we go. $50 Amazon gift card for the 8th caller right now at 888-302-3684. The $50 gift card, they'd like you to use it for laundry products. I understand, but you can use it for anything you want, actually. This is the time for you to come to the aid of your pocketbook, Speed Queen. Not your average washing machine. They're built to last 25 years and are backed by the industry's best warranty. And that's a big load off of your mind. So they're giving us the opportunity to give to you this $50 Amazon gift card, which you will get if you are the correct caller. Caller number 8 at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG, D-O-U-G. All right, let's see where we got people flowing in here from Minnesota and Ohio. Be a lot of Midwesterners, and that's a good thing. Okay, so we'll give away the card in a little bit. Meanwhile, more people in the news. Sarah Netanyahu. Victoria, you know who she is? Sarah Netanyahu.
Is she related to the Israeli Prime Minister?
Yes, she is, as a matter of fact.
Daughter?
She happens to be, I believe, married to Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay.
She has been indicted. There's a hearing that's scheduled for, I think, tomorrow. Charges of fraudulently receiving items worth $400,000. The Attorney General of Israel has informed Mr. Netanyahu and his wife of the charges. She's suspected of ordering meals at the Prime Minister's official residence, which is against regulations, concealing the fact she did so. She and her husband have accused the former chief caretaker of the official residence of fraud. So he is the one who's turned it around. This is kind of weird because in our country, that's what the people, that's what they're supposed to do in the White House, right? Cook meals for the family and everybody else. But the only person to eat on the lamb in Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu, not his family.
Right, but you know, the thing that a lot of people, and I've seen Laura Bush talk about this when she was first lady, and Michelle Obama talked about it too, when everyone wanted to criticize that, you know, Michelle Obama's mother lived in the White House with the family. Oh, you know, a lot of people go, we're paying. Yeah.
Did she really?
The grandmother was there a lot, yeah. And everyone, you know, people who didn't like them criticized, oh, yeah, our tax dollars are paying for that. That's not true. Every first family gets a bill, an itemized bill, and they have to pay for that food out of their own pocket, regardless of party. The Trumps have to do it, too. Yeah. You know, if Melania wants to eat one salad a week, then she has to pay for it. So I don't understand why the Netanyahus do that. I mean, they must have known this was the rule, but they just did it anyway?
Well, I get the feeling about him. I've met him a couple of times, interviewed him a few times. He's pretty brassy.
Yeah.
And I think
I don't get the warm fuzzies from him.
Yeah, he's not a warm fuzzy guy. He's a tough, he's a tough guy. And speaking of that, Vladimir Putin has been quoted in the past 24 hours warning the world about the escalating situation with the North Koreans and how it could cause, quote, a planetary catastrophe and a huge loss of life. He says ramping up military hysteria in these conditions is senseless. It's a dead end. It will lead to nothing but a huge loss of life. Is there no other way to solve the problem? There are two ways, war and peace. Sounds like a statesman for a change. Maybe he's a little bit worried. So why don't these guys get together, have a phone call, have a conference call? Here's how we're going to fix this. What the hell are they talking instead of by everybody? This could be easily fixed instead of all of this ramping up of...
Yeah, was he talking to North Korea there that the ramping up will only end in a loss of life, or was he talking to us?
Well, it's a general statement. He just says this is, he was speaking at a summit in China where a lot of people from around the world who have communist tendencies were together. He says that Kim Jong-un doesn't need nuclear weapons to survive. He says that redeploying tactical nuclear weapons in South Korea isn't a good move, and the tensions continue. But this is such nonsense, and it gets everybody on edge. People who are parents, I mean, I think about it with regard to my grandson, my children,
right.
People that I love in general. This is nonsense.
Yeah, I agree with him, and I think that it's pointless, and I can't figure out what exactly North Korea is trying to get out of this or what their end goal is. I do find it a little funny that Putin says that, considering he has backed Assad and Syria, and they use chemical weapons on their people in recent months.
Yeah.
So
because he doesn't control North Korea, China does. That's why now it's do as I say, don't do as I do.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, there's lots of guided missile carriers cruising off the shore of Korea. This is a power play, and the Chinese relationship with us is unsettled. I just don't understand common sense being what it is. You just get rid of this guy. Who gives a damn about the vacuum? And take care of that after you get rid of this guy.
See, I agree with that. And I know a lot of militarily, a lot of other experts say that that's not the right thing. But I agree with that. I think that I think we won't really know. You can't really predict what the vacuum will be either way. So you can sit around and wait for a nut job to do something, or you can take the nut job out of the equation and then figure out what's left afterwards.
All right, food for thought. 14 after the hour. Let's go to number 8, Matthew in Madison, South Dakota. Welcome to the DJV Experience. How are you doing, Matthew?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Morning to you. We're well. How about you, sir?
I'm very well myself.
That's good. What are you occupying your time with at this very moment other than listening to us?
Well, I just was waking up. Not long ago.
You lazy so-and-so. What time about? What, quarter after 6? In South Dakota, right? Aren't you on mountain time? Are you
quarter after seven, I guess.
Quarter after seven. Well, you woke up just in time to be the right caller to win the $50 Amazon gift card. Use it for whatever you want. This is a courtesy from the Speed Queen folks who have had all year long. Didn't we start this in January or something? When the heck did we start this? Anybody remember? The Love of My Laundry
giveaway? January or February.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
So far, they've given away a $2,000 laundry gift hookup with a washer-dryer set, given away hundreds of these cards, $200 Amazon gift cards, $50 cards, and they've gone all out to get attention, obviously. That's what they're trying to do, get attention for their fabulous laundry product. So, Matthew, we're going to send to you a $50 Amazon gift card. Use it as you will. Hopefully it'll help you out in any circumstance. You married, you have children, you do a lot of wash. What's your story?
Yeah, I am married, and I do have a lot. Well, I have children, but they're all grown.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Who doesn't like good-smelling laundry, of course?
Right, good-smelling laundry is, that's right. Who wants to smell bad? None of us want to smell bad. So we take a shower and jump into the... Or into the pool, whichever.
Yeah,
bring the soap with you. All right, Matthew, nice to talk with you. Nice to meet you. I'm glad you're listening. Hold on just a second, and we'll take good care of you. That's a $50 Amazon gift card going for the purchase of whatever you want to use it for, courtesy of Speed Queen and the Lovin' My Laundry promotion at 16 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available.
Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Television time, 18 after the hour. What's up tonight, Victoria?
Well, brand new live, America's Got Talent, is on NBC at 8 p.m. And the new season of American Horror Story, Cult, that starts tonight at 10 on FX. And there is yet another night of brand new Bachelor in Paradise at 8 p.m. on ABC.
We know what Kara's going to do. She's going to have chocolate cookies and ice cream. She's going to sit there eating.
I'm going to need it to get through. Oh, God. Spoiler alert. I'm going to tell you the exact same thing happens tonight that has been happening for the last 2 weeks where nothing new happens.
Nothing happens. Right.
Just some drinking and hooking up, that whole thing that they said they were going to get rid of.
So who's paying attention to all these? We talk about network television, all the new shows on Netflix and all the binge-worthy shows that you can see. I don't know this thing, Stranger Things. Have anybody have you seen that? What's that about?
That's the alien show that we said you would probably really like. That's on Netflix. Okay. Yeah, season 2 is coming back soon.
It is. Mm-hmm. Better Call Saul. What the heck is that? Is it about a shady lawyer?
I thought that's the one that you like.
Better Call Saul?
Yeah, isn't that a spinoff from another show?
No. Well, I did.
I thought that he came from another show.
I don't think he did. The shows that I watch are replays of
Madam Secretary.
Yeah. And Scandal <We know. laughs> and that stuff like that. Or I did like House of Cards. I don't think we've watched any new shows that were there. Here's The Walking Dead. God, I don't even get
no,
that.
No, thanks. Horrible. I pass on that.
Yeah, it just.
But you know, it is fun. Have you ever seen Hollywood Game Night?
I did and do. I do like that show.
That's brand new tonight on NBC, and they've got Weird Al Yankovic is joining the show as a guest, and Damon John is from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yep, and Nancy Grace, that's another hilarious character, and RuPaul. What a mix.
Oh, my God. Nancy Grace, she has a hard time taking her. She takes herself so seriously. Good heavens. I think Damon John is a very interesting guy with his story.
He is. Also a beekeeper.
I think those people, for the most part, with the exception of the guy that every once in a while replaces Yurkovic on the end, I think they're very compelling. I think that show is a very compelling show.
It's a great show.
Shark Tank. Yep. Mr. What's his... The guy
Mr. Wonderful? Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, right. Don't confuse me with him, folks. 21 after the hour. DJB time.
You want to to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Crank it up, Kara! Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ooh, ha. All right, so I may stretch this out a little bit because the music is the Motown Mansion in Detroit City. The public is going to be able to celebrate some of the musical history that has made Detroit Motown by being given a chance to buy some of the things in the Motown Mansion. There's an estate sale, actually a global auction going on. This is a house that was once owned by Berry Gordy. It's going to be cleared of its contents next month. He lived in the house from 67 to 69 at the peak of Motown's getting started. The Supremes, the Four Tops, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder. Sold the house to Cynthia Reeves in 2002. She sold the property this past summer, leaving her with a wealth of memorabilia to offload, including a Gordy Steinway piano, jewelry, photos of Gordy with Motown stars, original pressings of Motown singles. So my question would be, why didn't Berry Gordy keep that stuff when he moved out of the house? Why did he leave it?
I don't know.
Does it make any sense?
Is he still alive?
Berry Gordy?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's like a big yard sale, only can you imagine?
Yeah.
The kind of dough. And some of this, they've got cookware they're selling from the house, furniture, all the regular household things that will be up for grabs. It's a 3-day estate sale. And last weekend, I was, where the heck was I? I was in Western Massachusetts picking up some farm stuff. And there was on every corner on Saturday, there was a yard sale. It was amazing how many yard sales. But this would be something, not your average yard sale, shall we say. So Motown memorabilia for sale at this house. There must be a website that defines what things there are there. You're going to have it's going to be an online auction, right? There's got to be.
I'm sure there will be. I think they're going to announce the actual dates in the upcoming weeks.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll have that. Meanwhile, other musical news, because that's what we do during this portion of each hour of the DJV experience. We'll move from Motown to Queen, not Queens, but Queen, Freddie Mercury, and whoever else has come along with the group. Their 40th anniversary is going to be celebrated. So let's see, we go back to 1977. The LP News of the World is being reissued. Is it coming out as is it a vinyl? Or we get it downloaded?
It's a CD. It's a CD, multiple CDs, I think, a DVD, and an LP vinyl. Yeah,
really?
It's like a whole big box. Yeah,
but they have a lot of concert material with this, and the raw sessions. That is stuff from the studio. It may never have been aired before. Is that?
Yeah.
I would love to hear Freddie Mercury studio stuff that hasn't been released.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That voice. I mean, he's one of my favorite voices of all time.
Didn't he drug out? Wasn't that his problem?
No, he died of AIDS.
Oh, AIDS.
Yeah. But just one of the most incredible voices, and to hear him live, which I never did, but seeing footage of them performing live and how great his voice was live, a lot of it is included in this box set.
This ain't cheap. $145.
Most box sets are in the 300s, so is kind of reasonable.
That's right. We found a couple of box sets last week that were $100. So if you want to pre-order this, you can go to queenonlinestore.com. For that $145 offering, available lower price there probably than if you buy it at the store. That's queenonlinestore.com, 28 after.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced. 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, 2 for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
The hour now on our Tuesday get-together. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with a focus on more people in the news. Taylor Swift! Apparently not too swift. She was the bridesmaid at her best friend's wedding, and she upset some of her fans.
Oh, yeah, she got a lot of flack for this.
Apparently she upset her fans because they didn't get to see her. But she upset her friends and the people that were at this wedding in Edgartown on Martha's Vineyard because she was pretty crude, if that's how you describe the story she told about her friend and her husband. Would you say that was the when you...
I didn't hear that part. I heard the fans were upset with her because she was hiding from them. She wouldn't allow any of the fans to see her because she was a bridesmaid.
Yeah, but she also...
But I didn't hear about the other part.
Yeah, no, she told a story about her best friend and her husband, Matt Lucier. It's a raunchy story, and it was the people in the at the wedding booed her because she told this story. Yeah.
Oh, like actual booing or funny booing?
Well, I don't know. I see boo, and I haven't seen any.
I'll have
there's
to
no
look
video.
This up because I want to know what the actual story is.
I don't know whether it's booing because she was crude. Well, she told the story that I wouldn't tell on the air about the two.
Oh, so can you paraphrase what the story is?
About the two of them.
Is it really that
bad? Can't be that difficult. I mean, yeah, it can't be that hard.
Well, one of the people at the wedding said, this is a very disappointing story, not cool at all. And then the bridesmaid, I think came, one of the other bridesmaids, or somebody came to her defense on Twitter. I don't know. It just looks like it was, her name was Abigail Anderson.
That's her best friend, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, part of this is, let me put it this way. Because I don't have firsthand knowledge, I'm relying on some of this stuff from these outfits that just specialize in scandalizing people just for the sake of scandalizing them. So I'm going to take a page from your book, Victoria, because you've been a little tough on me from time to time when it comes to my assessment of the news media. And so in this circumstance...
Right, but this is not the news media.
Well, they claim this is news about people.
It's E-Online. I don't think that is in the same category. That's the same as, you know, the gossip magazines and grocery stores.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, how much of the news that we talk about is gossip?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I always think it's funny when we, you know, rail against the news media. But I think that it's a personal responsibility to look and say, okay, this is a gossip rag. So obviously we shouldn't take
TMZ.
This for, you know. But what it looks like is, I don't think she actually got booed at the wedding. I think that she hid from fans. And there are pictures online of basically her bodyguard holding up, you know,
yeah,
like a
tarp or
something.
Yeah, but you see the story online about her telling
the
story.
I'm reading it now, but what it basically looks like is that she got booed by fans outside, and that then she told a slightly raunchy story inside, which they don't really give much detail into. It sounds like the girl, the bride and her husband ran into, you know, a bathroom and then made lots of noises that Taylor Swift can't forget. And that was the whole raunchy story, and I don't think she got booed by people.
Boo!
Can you imagine if you got booed in a wedding?
Yeah, but that's not a story you should tell at a wedding.
No. And I think she did get booed by some of the people there.
That's bad judgment. That's not a good bridesmaid. Not a good maid of honor story.
Yeah, it looks like it looked like the bride and her husband were laughing. So maybe they handled it well. Maybe there's a video. I don't know. I think that it's all just a whole bunch of speculation, and we weren't there. And I'm not even Taylor Swift's biggest fan, but I think that it's kind of a...
I mean,
Dumb story.
Just gone through the wedding process myself, my maid of honor and Lewis's best man, they both gave wonderful little toasts. It's not the time. People grandstand and make it a roast, and I cannot
I agree with you. I think that it's a time to be heartfelt. I think that there's a time to make jokes, and that's at, like, the bachelorette party.
Or the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
The rehearsal dinner's fine. Joke around all you want about, you know, the times you were doing whatever you shouldn't have been doing, but not at the wedding.
Here's a question. As someone who just got married, if you had a guest who was coming, who was moderately well-known or famous, and possibility that there would be fans or photographers, would you be okay with that person, you know, going and taking pictures with them and talking to the fans and kind of making the wedding about them? Because I think that she did the right thing. I think that it would be weird if she went and took pictures with fans at someone else's wedding. She's the bridesmaid. It shouldn't be about her.
Right. Exactly. And I think she did do the right thing with that. Now, if my maid of honor was Taylor Swift, and she came to me and said, look, my security people are telling me this is kind of an open venue. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a nightmare. Would it be okay with you, or do you think it's the best approach to go and have me take pictures with fans and then let them leave before the wedding to kind of get rid of all of them? Like, if she came to me and asked what my opinion, what I would like as the bride, then I think that that's totally fine. And maybe she didn't ask her friend. Maybe she just said, you know what, today is not about me. But when you hold a tarp up, it makes it about you.
Well,
there are plenty of famous people who walk in a wedding and, you know, you walk by, you ignore the fans, they get a picture of you walking as a bridesmaid, and that's the end of it. But to hold a tarp up, I mean, that is making a spectacle.
You got a point.
Okay, let's compare that to Cuba Gooding, surprising a group of bikini-wearing women. He joined them in a spa, a hot tub, as a matter of fact, in Soho the other night. He was in the
Cuba Gooding must be doing well for himself if we're now talking about him in relation to Taylor Swift. They're on, like, totally different levels.
Last night he played O.J., right? In the
right,
People
he was the
OJ?
People versus O.J. He was in American Crime Story. He's been around, and he has... He was... remember, Jennifer told us that Jennifer's mother had him as a student for a couple of years, and it was a wonderful...
Oh, that's right.
Not all that bright kid, but...
I thought he did okay, and that her mom really wanted him to go to college, but he didn't have enough funds to go or something like that.
Yeah. His father is a musician of some sort, I think, now, if I remember the story correctly. Anyway, so the story, not to bury the headline, Victoria, but the story is that he was in this spa having an afternoon, and he happened to go by the hot tub, and he saw a bunch of hot-looking women in the hot tub. So he just went in and joined them. He jumped right in, and they said, oh, they were having a girls' night out.
Well, what a nice surprise for them. I'm sure that's what they really wanted.
Right. Joined the girls' night. He was there alone, so he just said, okay, I'm jumping in. How about we'll have a big old time? Yes. Mm. Good. What? You don't think that's okay.
I think he's married, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, he was there alone. I don't know whether he's married or not.
Well, so he's not there with his wife, so it's okay?
Listen.
I don't know. Why don't you ask your pal how she would feel if you did that?
Are you kidding? I don't have to ask that question.
Yeah, apparently he's been married for 20-something years.
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting. So it's fine if she wasn't there. I will say, as someone who has been to girls' nights, that generally when you're on a girls' night, you're there to hang out with the girls and not some rando dude who, you know, jumps into the hot tub with you. That's what I think.
But hey, I'm the guy from Jerry Maguire.
I guess we will put that under mistake.
He can do whatever he wants. I think that's a big mistake, yes.
Okay. The website of the day is Project Gutenberg. What are you laughing at?
I just love your websites of the day. At least this is one I haven't heard of before.
Gutenberg. Yeah. G-U-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. All right? Gutenberg. You've heard of the Gutenberg Press, right?
I've heard of the actor Steve Gutenberg, but that's about it.
Yeah, I was being facetious. You know what the first printing press was? Wasn't Gutenberg, but you're right. There is a large repository of e-books that are free at Project Gutenberg. So if you want some of the books that you would normally have to pay for, I don't understand if you're downloading things to your Kindle, do you have to pay for them, or do you pay a price per month like Netflix and watch as much as you want or read as much as you want?
It depends. It's just like any book, right, that books cost different prices, so different books on Kindle cost different things. And I'm sure that they have free ones, too. I don't know that they're very good, but...
Really? They're free for a reason.
Yeah, this is actually kind of cool, Project Gutenberg, because when I was in college, I worked at...
It's a worthwhile website. You make fun of me and my websites, but this isn't bad.
Yeah, so it looks like they digitize and archive a bunch of different books and different cultural works. And I worked at a library in college where we digitized a bunch of different stuff that, you know, people could use it for research or just to different, you know, read different stuff. So that's interesting to me. So thank you for bringing it to my attention.
You're welcome. All right, see? And last time I did... What was that $3 place you went?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Brandless. Hey,
that was
get major props for that. That might be my favorite site of the year.
Two winners, folks. I got at least two winners. 44 after the hour. I want to have Victoria spend a moment talking to you about another winner. Although I think if you have to use this, you're a loser. It's too bad. But this is a practical product called Tiger Lady that we are here to talk about, and I'm leaving it to the ladies. Because this is for women, although I guess men could use it. I don't know you could use this. This is like a cat's claw in basic terms, is it not? That's basically what
it is.
But you're using
that's
it, so how's it?
Yeah, it's a self-defense mechanism. I don't want to call it a weapon because it's not. It's a self-defense mechanism, and it fits in between your fingers, sort of. If you've ever seen the movie Wolverine, it has a similar effect, and when you squeeze it, it's not spring-loaded, but when you squeeze it, little cat-like claws pop out. And so if you are ever in a situation where you need a self-defense mechanism, this is Tiger Lady is definitely the way to go. And one of the things that we've learned from the people, it's a family-owned business, and a father, two parents and their son have worked together to develop this patent. And one of the things that we learned through the company is that women who fight back against an assailant have a much, much higher rate of actually of survival and of actually getting away from the person. So this Tiger Lady, that's one of the reasons why they invented this this mechanism, because it's really incredible.
What a sad state of affairs, but yet it's reality. And so that's
and
what
they said that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that too, you know.
Yeah, one of the things that really stuck out to me was when they were talking about the creator, and he was saying his wife, you know, has these different things. She's got a taser, she's got mace, she's got all these different things. But when she's going out at night, she's got a small purse. She doesn't want to take, you know, you don't want to think about weaponizing yourself before you go out for a night of fun. So the cool thing about this is that it's small, it's easy to carry. You don't really have to think about it, and you can just keep it in your purse. And then if something happens, or you end up, you know, you're out later than you think you're going to be, or you end up walking home by yourself, you have something and you know that you're safe.
Yeah.
And, it also fits in your pocket. Yeah, and it has a little wrist strap. So if you're going for a run, where often a lot of women are attacked when they're jogging, it fits right around your wrist and you can keep it in your hand the whole time.
Tiger Lady requires no training. It's safe to carry. It's legal in all 50 states. So if you're sending a student off to school, or you have a young daughter, or you yourself find yourself, perhaps, or you're concerned if you ever were in a compromising situation, what do you use? Tiger Lady is the answer. For safety's sake, go to TigerLady.com, all one word, TigerLady.com. And if you mention DJV, use the code DJV. You get a pack of four of these Tiger Lady for 15% off. TigerLady.com. That's TigerLady.com. The 15% off is yours if you use the code DJV.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
All right, what do you think of this? Facebook is bidding $600 million to stream Indian cricket matches. $600 million to stream Indian cricket matches. Remember, this is worldwide.
Yeah, that's huge.
This is a model. It is huge. They make a lot of money selling the advertising in it. Very interesting how everything is merging, coming together. And that's an example of a certain type of technology. I thought it was interesting yesterday. The city of San Francisco proposed a tax on anybody who uses robots. You buy a robot and you use it, we're going to tax it because we want to have a fund for the people who will be unemployed. Whether it's a pizza delivery person, whether it's the guard at the mall, you see all these various things, these robots that are being used and putting people who make, admittedly, $15 an hour jobs, but... You know, those people scramble around to find something else. So San Francisco says, all right, you buy them and use them, you're going to pay a tax so we can help out the people who lose their jobs. An interesting concept, isn't it? Huh? 10 minutes before the hour, this is the DJV show. This is an interesting concept, as a matter of fact, in and of itself.
Yeah.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
You think I'm qualified?
Uh-huh. Sounds like something from Networkers we had on yesterday. I'm not going to take it anymore. All right, it's Movie Moments time, 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here with us to discuss Michael Keaton, whose birthday it is today. Is that correct, Chucker? Have I got it right so far?
He's 66 years old. You know what
he's 66, really?
You know what his real name is?
Michael Keaton?
No, his name is Michael Douglas.
Is it really?
He changed his name to Michael Keaton, obviously. We know why.
Oh, I heard that. Where did
that
come from, though? Is it mother's maiden name or something? Where did that come from?
I'm not quite sure, but I believe he was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I think it is his mother. I think I remember hearing this before. I think it is his mother's maiden name. I think that's why he went to it. Yeah, I vaguely remember hearing the story before.
And he's had a big career resurgence over the last few years once he made the movie Birdman, where he was nominated for Best Actor. The floodgate opened up. He got a lot of good roles. Spotlight, he was a villain in this summer's Spider-Man. Homecoming, played the Vulture. Actually, was really good. We'll be seen starring in a movie coming out in the next few weeks called American assassin, and he will play the villain in Disney's Dumbo under the direction of Tim Burton, who directed him in the 80s, which was Beetlejuice, a movie that reunited his star in the business, and then he went on to get Batman in 89 and Batman Returns in 92. He reportedly turned down Batman Forever, a role that Val Kilmer became Batman, because they fired Tim Burton as a director, and Keaton reportedly, Doug, turned down over $20 million to do Batman for a third time. So I guess he stood up for principle over a lot of money, which is very interesting in the business.
Yeah, it is. Principle is always very interesting. All right, Chucker has some more movie news for us right after this.
Nonprofit organizations help rural communities thrive, and farmers across the country have a chance to support these organizations through the America's Farmers Grow Communities program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Through the program, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Ralph Stegbauer is a volunteer fire chief from rural Ohio, whose department has received donations in the past.
With the help of the Grow Communities program, we were able to purchase 3 new tornado sirens that have helped provide a much-needed alert system for the entire community.
The Grow Communities program will award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits in 2018 and has given more than $26 million since 2010. Farmers can learn more and easily enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. Again, that's www.growcommunities.com.
All right, so Chucker, according to the stats I'm looking at, this may have been the worst Labor Day at the box office in nearly 20 years. Is it product? Is it the way people are now looking at product? And maybe we ought to look at some of the things that are coming out this fall.
It's a good question, but I think the studios have choked themselves, and it's basically self-inflicted. I think there's way too much emphasis on the massive big summer or blockbuster tentpole film, and the adult-oriented movie, which used to fit very well into the marketplace, is really dried up, and you're going to get these pockets, I think, going forward of big highs and big lows, and I think you're seeing it over the Labor Day weekend, although I think box office is going to pick up this Friday with the release of the movie It, the horror film based on Stephen King's acclaimed novel. Reviews are really good. It's tracking well, and then a week later, September 15th, you got Darren Aronofsky, the guy who directed Black Swan, a well-respected director, directing his first horror film titled Mother, which stars Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, and Michelle Pfeiffer. Reviews are really good. So, yeah, I think you're going to see horror resurrect box office over the next few weeks, which means you're not going to be anywhere near a movie theater.
No, you won't see me buying any of those tickets. I will look at some of the secondary movies, though, that I've now found to be attractive. But looks like between now and Christmas there's a heavy movie coming out every weekend, because this is the beginning of the award season consideration, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part. A lot of those movies will come out late October, November, December for Oscar consideration. I don't know what the front runners are. I got to do some research. I'll let you know in the next couple days. But the business, as we've discussed many times in this program, has changed dramatically, I think, over the last few years.
Battle of the sexes.
I don't know for the better. I don't think for the better.
Maybe not. All right, well, we'll just kind of hold our breath and find out what's going on, Chucker. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.